order Yerushalmi corresponding to Krisis Bavli Daf Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, the last line of the page, Mao Shihei. Mao Shihei Chayovim B'Maaseh. Are trees not planted for food obligated in Maaseh if he guards the fruits? The Flugda to Rabbi Abba Bamamo or Rabbi Hillel. The answer is it's a disagreement between Rabbi Abba Bamamo and Rabbi Hillel. Dis Palgun, and Mashama Peroisov that eats him, Rabbi Abba Bamamo Omar Chayev, Rabbi Labba Shem Rabbi Yossi Omar Potter. They argue about one who guards Peros of a tree planted for wood. Rabbi Abba Bamamo says that it's obligated, and Rabbi Hillel said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that it is exempt. Rabbi Abba Bamamo Omar Chayev min Ado, Rabbi Alivia, ki ain lay chelik benach le moch. Rabbi Mamo said that it's obligated, and he learns it from the Pasuk in John Peg Yudala Pasuk Chavtes, and the Levi will come because he doesn't have a portion and inheritance with you. That which you have and he doesn't, you're obligated to give him maserishon. This excludes Hefka, which your hand means your right to acquire it and his rights are equal. And the Gemara should now say, he, Hefka, who leket, he shichra, he peya. This drasha applies equally to hefka, leket, shichra, and peya. Rabbi Lam b'shem Rabbi Yosi Amar Potter min Ador kuzbar shazor lezera yarka Potter. Rabbi Lam, quoting Rabbi Yosi, said that he's exempt due to a Mishnah that says that coriander that was planted for its seed, its yerek means the plant itself, is exempt. Shni hi kuzbar shayesh lo gerin acheres. The Gemara rejects that and says no, coriander is different because it has another granary, means the seeds are obligated. What was Rabbi Hillel's source to say that it's exempt? We answer that from a baiser. It says one who guards a patch of cabbage for seed, butler daito means we ignore his personal intent because it's unlike that of normal people. The yerek is obligated in masses if he guards individual stalks, so then loy butler daito means that it is exempt. Rabbi Yonah said this is if he gathered the yerek, but if he didn't gather yerek and let it harden for the sake of the seeds, do we say that wood is obligated in masses? Maoshihu asuim mishum gezel. And then we ask, are the fruits of a tree planted for wood forbidden due to theft? Lechi eitzim enam asuim mishum gezel. The Gemara says, of course, yeah, is the wood not forbidden due to theft? Masichele kagon ilan tutaya delay if behind mamish. The Gemara answers when we ask about berries which cannot be burned, they are not substantial. Bimoin should say shechoshov l'shem bimoin benois hadas shechoshov should say l'shem benois hadas yitani chayev yitani potter. Women which are like plums that he intended for the fruits, and benois hadas which is sycamore that he intended for the benois hadas fruits, which are two of the three species that Rabbi Shimon holds that intent for exemption helps, for the fruits aren't important at all. Some teachers are obligated in Ola, and some teachers they are exempt. Amr Rechista, Manda Machayev, Vemokam Sheroiv Meshamim. Manda Mapata, Vemokam Shein Havoiv Meshamim. Rechista said that the one who teaches that are obligated is in a place where most guard the payrois. The one who teaches that they are exempt is in a place where most do not guard. Rabbi Yosi Boy, in Vemokam Sheroiv Meshamim, Lamali chishev, afilo loy chishev. Kachano oimim zay futeina at yachshoiv aleihem. Rabbi Yosi asked, if in a place where most guard, why does it say that he intended? Even if he didn't intend, it is as if he did intend. Do we say that olives and figs, which Rabbi Meir holds are always for food, are obligated, only if he intended? El afilu mechz meshamim mechz shein meshamim. Rather, it should say Rabbi Yosi corrects it and says that some teach that they are obligated even in a place where half guard the payrois and half do not. Amari Masya min de Masrosa, Mokim Shein Roiv Meshamim Afil Lechishev Potter. And the second answer is from Rav Masya, he says that it says that he intended due to the latter opinion, in a place where most don't guard, even if he did not intend, he is exempt. Rav Yerichanam Meshem Meshim Ben Yosedek, Geffen Sha'alfa Bamokim Choshin Ptur Min Ha'ola. Rav Yerichan, quoting Rav Shimon Ben Yosedek, says that a vine that arose by itself in a forest is exempt from Ola. I should skip the next few words. V'hataninan ha'ila ne'ila of chayev ola. The Gemara asked from a Mishnah, what arose by itself is obligated in ola. Taman v'makam yeshuv b'amhocha v'makam choshen, it should say. The answer is there it arose in a settled place, here it arose in a forest. No, I should say, Am Rav Yosi Efer it Nata. Rav Yosi says, even if you planted it in a forest, it's exempt. Am Rav Eleza, Hadda the Tamer, Kasha'ina Oifa Kadei Terilasa, Avrim Haifa Oifa Kadei Terilasa Chayeves. Rav Eleza limits it, he says, that is when it does not produce Kadei Tipula, which means as much as the cost of engaging with a payus until he brings them to a settled place. But if it produces Kadei Tipula, then it's obligated.